哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace with you all, brothers and sisters.
愿神祝福大家。
And may God bless you all.
刚刚上一堂我们听到周传道跟我们谈耕种与收取。
In the last session, we had heard Preacher Joe talking about sowing and reaping.
当我们选择或错误的做法的时候。
When we choose or make the wrong mistakes.
我们总是要付出代价。
Then we must pay a price.
所以特别当中引用了雅各的例子。
And so he also used the example of Jacob.
所以这样看起来，我们的人生没有多长的日子。
And it seems that we do not have many days in this world.
我们就要想一想，该做什么样的美事哈，会比较好。
So we need to think what kind of good deeds should we do?
因为人一直在错误中里面哈，会造成很多的不平安。
Because if people are always living in their mistakes, they will have much unrest.
我们曾经想过吗？到底要做什么事？
Have we ever thought of what things we should do?
才是很美的事。
That would be called beautiful things.
在圣经里面有一个有智慧的王叫所罗门王啊。
In the Bible, there was a very wise king, King Solomon.
他曾经查究有关这个问题啊。
And he wanted to research about this.
我们一起来看传道书的第二章。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
传道书第二章
Ecclesiastes chapter 2
第二章我们来看这个第一节
Chapter 2 verse 1
第一节
Verse 1
我心里说来吧我以喜乐试试你你好享福谁知道这也是虚空
Verse 1 I said in my heart, Come now, I will test you with mirth. Therefore enjoy pleasure, but surely this also was vanity.
我指着喜笑说这是狂妄。论喜乐说有何功效呢
Verse 2 I said of laughter, madness, and of mirth, what does it accomplish?
我心里查究如何用酒使我肉体舒畅。
Verse 3 I searched in my heart how to gratify my flesh with wine.
但是我心里却以智慧引导我。
My heart, while guiding my heart with wisdom.
又如何持住愚昧，等我看明世人，在天下一生当行何事为美
？And how to lay hold on folly till I might see what was good for the sons of men to do under heaven all the days of their lives.
所罗门王用尽各种方式，想给自己带来喜乐的人生。
King Solomon used all types of ways to give him a life of pleasure.
结果到后来，他发现什么事情都是虚空。
Yet in the end, he found that all these things were vanity.
有时候人在一起喜笑，慢慢想一想，刚刚笑那个是什么事，根本不值得笑啊。
Sometimes people might gather and have mirth and laugh, but they will forget what they were laughing for.
甚至用物质的生活来填满自己，让自己喜乐。
Or they would use material things to satisfy that pleasure.
但是他后来一心寻求智慧。
But in the end, he wanted to search for wisdom.
当然，最好的智慧就是讲神的真理嘛。
And of course, the best type of wisdom is the truth of God.
所以在虚空的人生里面，他后来发现，我到底要做什么事，做什么美事啊
？And so, throughout the life of vanity, he was thinking what type of good things to do.
如果当我们会去用心，而且要来寻找怎么做美事。
If we use our heart to carefully search of what types of good things to do,
我们就能够容易具备这个是非善恶的能力。
Then we would have the ability to discern between good and evil.
我们就少犯错误，也比较少停留在后悔的这种人生里面呢。
Then we would make less mistakes and have less regrets.
我们来看一下传道书的第七章。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
传道书第七章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
请看二十五节。
Verse 25.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
我转念一心要知道，要考察，要寻求智慧和万事的理由，又要知道邪恶为愚昧，愚昧为狂妄。在这里我们看到，他一再的要来。分辨是非善恶的事。
Here we see that he kept wanting to search between what was good and what was evil.
为什么他会有这种想法
？Why would he have this thought?
因为他了解一件事实。
Because he knew a fact.
请看二十九节。
Let's look at verse 29.
这里说，我所找到的只有一件，就是神造人原是正直，但他们寻出许多的巧计。
Verse 29, truly this only I have found, that God made man upright, but they have sought out many schemes.
神原本造人，把人的属性是善良正直的。
When God had created man, his intention was to have man be upright and righteous.
所以我们内在人性的本质应该是善良正直的，这是神给的。
And so our human nature should be upright and should be good.
但是慢慢慢慢的人随着日子的增加越来越复杂。
But slowly throughout the days, lives have become more complicated.
就用许多的想法，许多的计谋来填补自己人生的道路。
And so man used many schemes and many thoughts to fill out these different steps.
所以神给人绝对的本质是善良正直的。
And so the human nature that God has given us is good and upright.
并不是神给人一开始他创造人是邪恶的，不是啊。
It's not that when God was creating man, he had led men to become wicked.
这里讲得很清楚。
It says very clearly here.
人啊，慢慢的，这个用很多的巧计把自己弄得复杂，所以不再那么正直了。
It's that men have used many schemes and complications so that they have no longer become upright.
如果夫妻之间常有许多的秘密啊，这种夫妻的情感生活很不好啊。
If there are many secrets between couples, then they would not have a good relationship.
夫妻之间应该是坦白面对嘛。
Between husband and wife should be honesty and truth.
怎么还有不可告人的秘密在中间呢？
Why would they have secrets that they cannot tell each other?
那你这样就夫妻之间很不忠心嘛。
And if you have many secrets, then you would not be faithful to each other.
迟早一定会出状况。
And eventually something would happen.
因为你不忠心也不诚实。
Because you have not been faithful or honest.
那我们跟神之间更是要如此啊。
And we should also be like this with God.
跟神之间的关系要清楚，而且要非常的正直、光明。
We need to have a clear and upright relationship with God.
不是在玩那个捉迷藏啊，隐藏自己，神都看得很清楚的。
We should not be playing hide and seek with God.
所以我们在这里也可以进一步的思考。
And so here we can also think.
我们到底一生要做什么美事啊，才会觉得生活起来有意义、有价值
？What are the beautiful things that we should do in our life so that our life is meaningful?
这个我们要去用心想一想，而去做的。
And we need to think carefully.
那我们就根据圣经一段经文来看看怎么样做美事。
So we use a passage in the Bible to see how we can do beautiful things.
我们来看马可福音的十四章。
Let's look at Mark chapter 14.
马可福音十四章。
Mark 14.
十四章的三节直到九节。
Mark chapter 14 from verse 3 to 9.
十四章的三节到九节
，from verse 3 to 9。
这里记载主耶稣有一次来到伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候
，verse 3 and being in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper，
有一个妇人啊拿着一瓶真拿达香膏来，打破一瓶，把膏浇在耶稣头上。
As he sat at the table, a woman came having an alabaster flask of very costly oil of spikenard.
有几个人心中很不喜悦。
Then she broke the flask and poured it on his head, but there was
说这一瓶真的香膏怎么这么浪费呢？
There are some who are indignant among themselves and said, why was this fragrant oil wasted?
这一瓶香膏可以卖到30多两银子来帮助穷人呢。
For it might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor.
所以他们就向那妇人生气了。
And they criticized her sharply.
在这里耶稣说你们为什么为难他呢
But Jesus said, let her alone, why do you trouble her?
其实这个妇人在我身上做的是一件美事
She has done a good work for me.
那在这一段事迹里面我们大家都很熟
We're very familiar with this passage.、
这个妇人啊是谁啊
Who is this woman?
然后讲批评的话又是谁啊
And who was the one who criticized her?
我们在马可福音里面比较看不到。
In Mark, we might not be able to see this.
但是同样的事件在其他的福音书里面我们可以看到。
But the same event was recorded in other Gospels.
我们看那个约翰福音的十二章。
Let's look at John chapter 12.
约翰福音的十二章。
John chapter 12.
十二章我们来看这个第二节。
John chapter 12 verse 2。
耶稣在准备在那里，有人在那里给耶稣准备宴席的时候。
When they had made him a supper。
我们看第三节。
Verse 3。
妇人玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏抹在耶稣的脚，又用自己的头发去擦。
Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair.
房屋里面就满了膏的香气。
And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil.
那有一个门徒啊，就是出卖耶稣的那个加利人犹大说。
But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said,
这个香膏为什么不卖三十两银子来帮助穷人呢？
Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii?
第六节这里说，这个人说这样的话，并不是挂念穷人。
And given to the poor, this he said, not that he cared for the poor.
乃是因为他是个贼，又带着钱囊，常常贪取其中的钱呢。
But because he was a thief and had the money box, and he used to take what was put in it.
所以我们在这里看到这个妇人是讲玛利亚。
So here we can see that the woman was Mary.
说批评的话是那个出卖耶稣的犹大。
The one who criticized was Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus.
所以玛利亚做这件事。
So when Mary did this thing,
这个反对的人、批评的人呐、啊，这个讲的好像很有爱心了、啊，为什么不卖掉真那点香膏来？帮助穷人啊、
The one who criticized had seemed to said things out of good intentions and said, "Why do you not sell this and give it to the poor?"
表面上讲这个话的人好像有爱心哦，关心穷人哦。
On the surface, it seemed that he had love and he cared for the poor.
可是约翰福音书的作者却说他是个贼呀、啊，常常贪财、贪心呐、啊，他不是真的这么样。关心穷人啊、
But the author of John has said that this person did not say out of goodwill, but because he was greedy and a thief.
他是舍不得那个钱财。
He could not give up the money.
他看每一件事情都是用钱来量它的价值的。
Everything that he looked at it with how much value it could be.
如果我们做任何事都是用钱来衡量啊，你自己会很痛苦啊。
If we make every decision with money as our standard, it would be very difficult.
有些不是用钱就可以买来或换取的。
There are things that cannot be bought with money.
所以这一点啊，真的基督徒要早些了解，要明白啊。
And as Christians, we need to have an early understanding of this.
结果这件事啊，耶稣后来做了一个讲法。
And so later, Jesus also gave a saying.
众人怎么讲，人怎么说，是人的看法。
It doesn't matter what the people are saying because those are the ideas of man.
哎，我们有时候很在意人的看法哎。
Sometimes we really care about what people think.
比如说讲一篇道理啊。
Or if we are speaking a sermon.
那下去问人，哎，怎么样啊？我讲的怎么样？怎么样？
And then afterwards, when it's over, I might go over and ask, "How was it? How was the sermon?"
不想伤害你的都说，哦，好，好。
If people don't want to hurt you, they'll tell you, "Oh, it's very good."
讲诚实话的人会说，你刚刚那边讲错，我看你会气他一辈子。
If someone was more honest, they might tell you, "Oh, you said something wrong."
那我们讲到是对着主耶稣说啊。
You might become angry with them, but when we are speaking,
所以你自己在祷告里面要对着主耶稣做一个检讨反省啊。
We are speaking the sermon for Lord Jesus, so it should be when
we are praying. 你真的讲的在见证耶稣基督吗？
That we are speaking, asking Lord Jesus to reflect
for us. 还是你把这个讲台当作炮台啊，在。在讲谁啊
？When we are speaking the sermon, are we treating it as speaking for Lord Jesus or?
其实讲道就是勉励自己，分享给大家嘛。
Rebuke others because speaking sermons is just supposed to be encouragement.
大家要一起得救嘛，不是沉沦嘛。
It's for all of us to be saved, not for all of us to fall.
哎，有些人都没有留意啊。
Some people do not are not careful. 有一个
没有读书的跟他说：“哦，你讲的好好哦。”
Some people might just want to praise you and say you said very good sermon.
你知道吗？刚刚聚会，他在那边从头到尾都打瞌睡，他看到你说：“哎，你讲的好好。”
Yet perhaps that speaker was the one that was dozing off and kept sleeping.
所以我们今天做服事主啊，不是用人来断定。你的尊贵也不是的。
When we are serving the Lord, we're not using the perspectives of man to see how
well we've done. 如果你还是活在人的话语里面呢、啊，那你真的会很辛苦、啊、
If you are still living by the words of people, then you would have a very hard life.
你就好好的准备。
Just
prepare well. 然后奉耶稣的名来讲。
And speak in the name of Lord Jesus.
你就尽你的本分。
And you do your best.
但是你从头至终要知道，我是在为耶稣宣讲。
But from the beginning, you need to understand that when you are speaking sermons, you're speaking for Lord Jesus. Because when we are speaking, Lord Jesus is also watching. And it's what we are sharing from our heart.
我不是要故意创一些新说啊，创意啊，表现好像我读很多书，好像我比人家厉害，不是这种态度的。
We are not trying to show off or be more creative and come up with new ideas.
神如果要动工,
if God wants to move us,
你就算讲得很平白，但是神的灵在里面。 那个感受就不一样了。
Even if you say words that sound very monotone, but if the Spirit of God is in it, it would be very different.
有一次在聚会中间呢,
once in the middle of service,
讲到这个以西结书的37章,
I had spoken about Ezekiel chapter 37.
那里就讲到1节到12节啊, 这个神把以西结先知提起来放到旷野里面。
And from verse 1 to verse 12, it mentioned that God wanted to move the prophets to the wilderness.
然后神要他说预言,
and then God wanted them to prophesy.
他一讲预言, 天上就有大响声下来,
and as soon as the prophecies were spoken, then there was a loud noise from the sky.
结果就发生奇妙的作为,
and then miracles happened.
旷野的骸骨啊, 它就互相联络起来,
the dry bones in the wilderness started to connect together.
长肉长筋,
it grew sinews and bones,
长皮,
and skin,
就变成一个人,
and the dry bones had come to life.
神的气就吹到他们里面,
and then the breath from God went into the bones.
后来这个死人的骸骨就成为神的极大军队,
and then the dry bones had become a great army of God.
那是因为先知遵命说神的话, 然后圣灵的大响声在里面工作,
and this was because the prophets had listened to the commands of God, and God's work was able to do his work.
其实我们讲到如果用这个来做换本呢, 是一个很好的一个神的同在,
and we can use this as a very good example of God's abidance.
而不是到外面抓几本书, 然后讲一些新奇的东西, 那个社会的东西, 这个不是在讲神的话啊。
Speaking sermons or speaking the word of God is not just to grab some materials from outside and look up some books.
没想到这样讲的时候,
and while the sermon was happening,
当中有两个慕道者,
there were two truth seekers.
谁也不知道这两个慕道者进来, 第一次进来,
and no one knew that this was first time visitors.
那讲到这个圣经的这个旧约的道理的时候,
and when we were speaking about the truth in the Bible,
哎, 照道理慕道者有时候会听得比较生硬啊。
Sometimes when the truth seekers are listening, they might not be.
可是当你奉主的名忠心讲述神的话的时候,
they might not be very comfortable, but if you speak in the name of Lord Jesus and when the Spirit of God is working,
聚会完毕以后,
the truth seekers were also touched. And so after the service has ended, the truth seekers came up. And they were asking the speaker when they were speaking about the passage.
哇,好好哦,
that was very good.
就问为什么很好啊?
And so the speaker asked why was very good.
他圣经也不明白。
The truth seekers didn't understand the Bible.
可是当传道人在讲的时候, 他是看异象, 那个里面的情节就在这个讲台上面出现, 他没有看到传道人, 哇,看得好清楚耶, 就是这样来的。
While the speaker was speaking the sermon, there was actually a vision that the truth seekers saw, that they actually saw the biblical scenery happen.
哇,他觉得感谢主耶。
And so they said, thank God.
聚会是一件美事。
And going to service is a good work, and speaking in the name of Lord Jesus to begin the sermon is also good work.
却神就让他看异象, 传道人讲的道理啊, 就在这个异象里面, 照着圣经的情节, 这样子显给他看,
and these first time visitors who had never been to church before, were not familiar with the Bible, had seen scenes from the Bible to come to life.
不要以为讲一些平白的圣经神的话, 好像没有什么, 神动工就有什么?
Do not think that it's not much when we are just speaking words from the Bible, but if God wants to move his spirit,
这是你用外面的社会的那个世上的学问, 永远做不到的事情啊。
There are things that cannot even be done with anything in the world.
因为这是神的真理嘛。
Because this is the truth of God.
神要动工不动工在乎神嘛。
If God wants to work, then it's up to him.
所以这个慕道者就讲, 哦, 在别的地方教会都没有这样的美事耶。
And so this truth seeker has said that there is nothing that
has been like this in other churches. 才遇到这样的美事, 在神里面的美事。
He has only encountered this good work since he came to choose Jesus' church.
所以今天我们要做美事, 要耶稣基督来认定的。
And today, if we want to do good works, it has to be approved by Lord Jesus.
我觉得你好是我自己的感觉。
If I think that you are good, that's just what I feel.
但是是不是在做美事，这个就很难讲了。
But whether or not this is actually doing good work, it's hard to tell.
世人有世人的看法。
There are thoughts of people in the world.
但是我们在意的是主耶稣基督的看法。
But what we care is what Lord Jesus thinks.
是圣经里面的做法。
Or how it is done in the Bible.
所以圣经你懂得越多啊，你就选择的对的事情越多嘛。
And so the more that we understand the Bible, the more good choices we can make.
你就会做更多的美事嘛。
And you will do more good works.
你懂得太少，别人讲一句，那个人讲一个，你一直被摇摆啊。
If you know too little, then when people say different things, then you will also be swayed.
那人讲的话又不是神的话。
But when people speak, they might not be speaking words from God.
只能做参考而已嘛，它不是永远的真理嘛。
They can only be for reference because it's not the eternal truth.
万一是错的，你就做错事了，不是美事啊。
And so sometimes you might end up making mistakes.
所以保罗也特别提起啊。
And Paul had also mentioned.
很多事情我们要去想一想。
There are many things that we need to think about.
到底我这样做是讨人的欢喜，还是讨神的欢喜呢？
Am I doing something to please God or man?
我们一起来看那个帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's look at First Thessalonians.
Please 看这个《帖撒罗尼迦前书》的第二章。
First Thessalonians chapter 2.
第二章，我们来看那个第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节，我们的劝勉不是出于错误，也不是出于污秽，也不是用诡诈。
Verse 3, for our exhortation did not come from error or uncleanness, nor was it in deceit.
但神既然验证了我们，把福音托付给我们。
Verse 4, but as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel,
我们就照样讲，不是要讨人的喜欢，乃是要讨那查验我们心的神的喜欢。
Even so, we speak not as pleasing men, but God who tests our hearts.
所以今天啊，我们成为一个敬畏神的基督徒，一定要知道这种分寸。
And today, as Christians who fear God, we must understand this.
我们不是为了讨人的欢喜。
We are not trying to please men.
你只为了讨人欢喜，不见得就是神喜欢了。
If you always try to please men, it might not please God.
很多时候你要表明立场和信仰的一种坚持，所以可能会让我们做一个选择，一定要讨神的欢喜。
Many times, if we have to be persistent in regards to our faith, we must make sure that we are pleasing God.
为什么？当神喜悦、喜欢的时候，我们做的是一件美事。
Why? Because when we please God, then we have done a good work.
当这个出卖耶稣的犹大一直批评妇人玛利亚的时候
，When Judas, who betrayed Lord Jesus, kept criticizing Mary,
讲法动作一定让妇人玛利亚很难受。
His actions and his words must have hurt Mary.
所以主耶稣才会说。你们为什么为难他呢
？And so this was why Lord Jesus said, "Why do you trouble her?"
他做的是一件美事，你们怎么这样讲他呢
？She has done a good work, but why are you rebuking her?
今天我们的信仰啊，真的要真实啊。
And today we need to have a true faith.
不是看人呐、啊。
We are not looking at people.
我们乃是在看主耶稣哎。
We are looking at Lord Jesus.
我们在世界、地球中各个角落，主耶稣都看我们看得很清楚了。
And throughout this world, Lord Jesus sees all of us very clearly.
你以为离开这里跑到别的国家就看不见了吗？看得到的。
Do you think that if you just travel to a different country, then Lord Jesus can't see you? It's not true.
他都在监察我们人呢。
Lord Jesus is watching all of us.
所以你的想法、你的说法、你的做法对不对，神都很清楚。
Your thoughts, your words, your actions, Lord Jesus is very clear about all of them.
但是我们心中要有一把尺，我做的在神面前是美事，感谢主。
But in our heart, we should also have an idea, a standard to understand whether or not what we do is pleasing to God.
那我们现在要看的是，为什么神称妇人玛利亚做的是一件美事呢
？And now we are going to see why Lord Jesus said that Mary had done a good work.
我们来看这个，回过来看马可福音十四章。
Let's look back to Mark 14.
三节四节。
Verses 3 and 4.
三节四节这里说。
Verses 3 and 4.
这个妇人玛利亚拿着一斤的一个玉瓶的真拿达香膏。
And so she had a alabaster flask of very costly oil of spikenard.
然后她把装真拿达香膏这个玉瓶打破。
And then she broke the flask.
全部浇在主耶稣头上。
And poured it all on his head.
在当时犹太社会里面。
In the Jewish society.
支那达香膏是对妇人来讲是最昂贵、最宝贵的香料。
The oil of spikenard was the most expensive and fragrant.
如果你不把玉瓶打破
，If you do not break a flask，
你再怎么倒，它里面还是会留一些啊。
No matter how much you pour, there is always some leftover
inside. 但是你把它打破，全部浇在爵士头上，这是一种完全的奉献。
But she broke it and poured it over his head, and so this was a complete offering.
这个玉瓶你在属灵里面的解释也可以指着自己呀。
And the alabaster flask can also be referred to yourself.
你有没有破碎自己来完全的侍奉主啊
？Have you broken yourself completely to completely serve God？
你在敬拜神的中间。你是不是还有很多顾忌，想自己家里啊，没有完全真心的来拜神啊
？When you worship the Lord, do you still have many other worries or troubles in the world, and you cannot completely and wholeheartedly serve God?
如果是这样，你并没有完全破碎自己。
If this is the case, then you have not completely broken yourself.
你还是有个人的想法做法。
You still have your own ideas and your own thoughts.
你没有真的被神的灵感动，被神的道理给造就。
And you haven't truly and completely been edified and transformed by God.
所以你在神面前还是自私的。
And so in front of God, you would still be seen as selfish.
没有完全破碎自己给主耶稣用。
Because you have not completely broken yourself to be used by God.
比如说像今天我们提早一天有一个灵恩会。
For example, today we have spiritual convocation.
相信我们当中有人呢、啊，就特别把私事摆一边，甚至请假来参加我们。今天开始的灵恩会。
I'm sure that among us there are those who have especially taken time off, perhaps off work to come to attend.
在神看来，这是一件美事啊。
And the eyes of God, this is a good work.
有些人呢，要去玩的时候，他怎么请都可以啊，为什么偏偏教会有盛大盛会的时候就没有办法请呢？
There are some people that if you want them to play, to go out and to have activities, they will be more than welcome to.
有时候这个会跟你存心要不要有关系呀、啊、
Yet they won't attend certain spiritual convocations, and this may have to do with your heart.
小弟在别的国家里面呢、啊、负担的时候
When I was helping to serve in other countries,
有很多青年啊
There are many youths
和信徒他们都很用心。
And believers who were very diligent.
他们总是把一天、哦、公司给的这个 休假，他们先把两次灵恩会的时间呢、啊，该用的时间先把它腾出来，要在这个时间请假。
They would always make sure to take off days when it was the spiritual convocations, which are two times a year.
不但这样，还要全家参加。
And not only this, but their entire family would attend.
然后剩下的假期才拿来用来做别的事。
And then they will use the remaining days off to do other things.
这是一种用心。
And this means that they are using their heart.
我们看到这个玛利亚，她也是很用心。
We can see that Mary also used her heart.
她不但把玉瓶打破。
Not only did she break the flask.
把里面的香膏、油膏全部倒在耶稣头上。
She poured out the oil onto Lord Jesus' head.
她不为自己留任何的一滴呀。
She did not save even a drop for herself.
这是存心要这样做哦。
And this means that she was determined to do this.
我们再来看啊，这个贫穷人准备一瓶真纳达香膏要花多少时间呢
？And also, how long does it take a poor person to prepare this alabaster flask?
根据史料记载啊
，According to historical documents,
贫穷人每天的工钱都不花用哦，要存一年365天才能够买一瓶真纳达香膏。
A poor person would have to save their wages and not use their wages for an entire year in order to save up for the alabaster flask.
这样看起来，妇人玛利亚他们家并不是有钱呢。
And we could see that in the household of Mary, she was not very wealthy.
可是她用了这么长的时间，早就想要为主耶稣预备香膏。
Yet she had spent all this time to prepare to offer to Lord Jesus.
用长时间准备，然后要去侍奉神。
She had prepared for a very long period of time and then offered to God.
这个是存心要来做事做美事。
This means that she was determined to do this good work.
如果不是存心要来做，怎么会用这么长的时间准备呢
？If she did not determine to do this, then why has she done it?
有些人想要立志当传道。
Some people are determined to be a preacher.
有的从这个国中 就开始立志了。
Some people have made this determination since they were in middle school.
甚至一直读到大学研究所，他都立志要当传道。
Or even up to college and grad school.
所以他读书的时候，他知道他为耶稣而读。
And so when they study, they know that they are studying for Lord Jesus.
到国外念研究所，他利用很多时间再去修神学的东西。
Or during grad school, they would study things that have to do with theology.
时间差不多了，他就出来献身，考上。然后当神学生，后来当传道。
When it is about time, then they would apply to go to theological seminary.
你看他从国中、高中、大学、研究所用了多少时间准备要来当传道
？And so, how long has it taken them from middle school and high school to college?
我们大部分人是做什么？准备赚大钱，买大房子，买什么什么什么。我们的心不是这样吗
？Most of us, we spend much time to prepare to earn lots of money and to buy a house.
来享受劳碌所得的成果。
And to enjoy the fruit of our labor.
哎，可是有些人就不是啊，他立志准备，然后将来给主所用啊。
But some people have been determined to be used by the Lord.
这个存心的问题啊，神都知道。
And God knows how much this determination.
你是怎么样的一个心态，神也知道。
And God knows what kind of mentality you have.
所以灵恩布道会是一年两次的盛会。
And so spiritual convocation are seminars that we
你如果看重，没有任何事可以比这个来得更重要的。
If you value this, you know that there is not much that is more important.
你一定会准备时间。
Then you would prepare the time.
准备你的心理。
And prepare your heart.
因为这个是神救恩的宴席，是盛会，全家要来参加。
Because this is a feast that has to do with salvation and for the whole family to attend.
不然教会定这个时间做什么用呢
？Otherwise, why would the church have?
其实这个时间应该半年前就已经出来了。
This event is actually on the schedule, probably at least 6 months.
不小心撞期啊！你如果很有信心，你存心可以调整嘞。
If you all of a sudden have conflicts, but you have much faith, then you can certainly
make adjustments. 如果神让你下一秒钟生命不见了，你看你要怎么办？
If God had decided for you to just pass away the next second,
所以这个存心真的很重要。
That you need to have made this determination.
我们看到妇人玛利亚。
We could see the woman.
存心给耶稣用。
She was determined to have Lord Jesus use.
用很长的时间准备这一瓶真纳达香膏。
Because she had used a long period of time to prepare it.
所以我们可以做一个结论。
So we can make a conclusion.
她是存心做美事。
She had wholeheartedly done this good work.
难怪耶稣称赞她做的是一件美事。
And no wonder Lord Jesus had praised her.
所以我们如果谈到这一段的时候，常常有人会说她是一个有信心的女人。
And so when we discuss this passage, we often say that she
was 她是一个有爱心的妇人。
A woman full of love and faith.
她是个有耐心的妇人。
And she was patient.
她是个有智慧的妇人。
And she was wise.
她甚至是一个谦卑的妇人
，and even a humble woman，
各种在神面前敬拜的各种美德啊，这个妇人玛利亚都具备了。
And she was full of all types of good works in front of Lord Jesus.
哇，讲到谦卑还真是不简单啊。
And it's not easy to talk about humility.
如果她以自己为主了，这么好的香膏留着自己用干嘛？浪费给浇在耶稣头上。
So for such a good flask, why would she waste it on Lord Jesus instead of using it for herself?
如果我们做先生了，发现你娶来的太太原来不是你想象的那么温柔啊。
If we are a husband and we find out that our wife is actually not as gentle as we thought they were.
有时候就是要学习我们的耐心。
Then sometimes you need to learn patience.
同样的，如果姐妹嫁给一个先生是这样的，那个也是一种学习啊。
And the same way, if a sister has married a brother who is not very gentle,
通常婚前都看不清楚啊。
A lot of times you cannot see very clearly before marriage.
婚后的话，那个狐狸尾巴全部都露出来了。
But after marriage, and all the flaws would come out.
我们买卖货物、东西、商品啊，臭了还可以退，这个结婚这个人就不好退了。
When we buy goods, then we can return them if they are defective, but we cannot do this with spouses.
真的在教会有看过这样的人呢。
And in church, there are people like this.
这个太太真的非常的辣椒嘞。
There is a wife who is very hot-tempered.
大概这个胸啊，什么各种嘴巴的那种不安静啊，种种什么都在这个太太身上发现。
She's very mean with her words and her actions.
可是我看他先生都不讲话。
But her husband never talks much.
我就跑去找他先生问。
So I went to ask the husband.
你怎么有办法？接受你这个太太啊
？How are you able to accept your wife?
田传道刚结婚的时候，我也受不了。
Because when I was first married, I was also not very patient.
但是有一次在祷告的时候，我圣灵感动我啊，这是一种功课。
But one time when I was praying, the Holy Spirit moved me and told me that this is the work I need to do.
所以他就开始用另外一种眼光来看待他的太太。
And so this person had decided to use different eyes to look at the wife.
我说什么眼光？
And so what kind of eyes did I use?
他说啊，他的太太，他觉得是世界少有的稀有动物。
And so this husband said that he thinks that his wife is just like an endangered animal.
别人没有拥有，偏偏我拥有了。
That no one else was able to possess it, but I have possessed it.
感谢主了。
And so thank God.
我一个人的牺牲拯救天下的男人了。
That my own sacrifice has now saved the rest of
mankind. 哇，他讲到这里，我就哇。
And when he said this, and I was very, I admired him very much.
难怪他很爱祷告。
No wonder he truly loved to pray.
难怪很爱读经。
No wonder he loved to read the Bible.
原来是预备要面对这个太太。
Because he was prepared to face this wife.
他后来跟我说，天传道，你知道吗？我这个太太改变很多了，以前不是这样嘞。
And then he told me, Preacher Tian, actually, my wife has changed a lot. She was not like this before.
有在进步哎。
She's actually made progress.
感谢主，感谢主。
And so thank God.
如果不是基督的爱。
If it is not the love of Christ,
如果不是他存心要维持这个婚姻，
if it's not that he is determined to keep,
不是存心要来靠神，你说是怎么面对吗？
And determined to rely on God, then how could he face this?
所以我们看到妇人玛利亚真的存心做美事啊。
So we can see that the woman Mary had determined
存心做美事，神会纪念的。
To do a good work, and the Lord would remember her.
你存心做恶事会惹神愤怒咒诅的。
And if you are determined to do an evil deed, then God will curse you.
所以有些时候对事情的看法是。一念之间呢、啊、
？And so sometimes, what in just a split second we would make a decision.
但是它两样的结局是不一样的哦。
But there would be two different consequences.
所以真的我们要存心做美事啊。
So we must be determined to do good works.
我们再来看啊，为什么主耶稣会称赞他是做的是美事呢
？Let's also look at why else Lord Jesus would praise her.
我们来看这个第三节最后一句话。
At the end of verse 3.
这里说把香膏浇在耶稣的头上。
Then she broke the flask and poured it on his head.
我们再来看那个第八节最后一句话。
The end of verse 8.
耶稣说妇人玛利亚把香膏预先浇在主耶稣的身上。
Lord Jesus says she has come beforehand to anoint my body for burial.
这两节我们发现玛利亚做的事是坐在主耶稣基督身上。
In these two verses we see that Mary has done this on Lord Jesus.
所以耶稣称赞他所做的是一件美事。
And so Lord Jesus had praised that she had done a good work.
你想想看，你做的事是在哪里呀、啊、
？If we think, what have we done our things upon?
在这个世界，神会纪念吗
？In this world, will Lord Jesus remember them?
或者是在赌博场所，神会纪念吗
？Or if you are doing works in
或者在酒吧里面喝酒，神会纪念吗
？In casinos, or if you are getting drunk in
bars, 你做的是在什么身上啊
？Will Lord Jesus remember these things?
这里我们看到妇人玛利亚，她做的每一个动作。是坐在主耶稣身上。
Here we see that every action that Mary has done is upon Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣称赞他做的是一件美事。
And so Lord Jesus has praised that she has done a good work.
你坐在恶事上面，神会称赞你吗？不会。
If you have done a wicked work, then would
那绝对不是美事。
It would not be called a good work.
因为你做的是恶事。
Because you have done an evil work.
不法、不义、不圣洁的事。
If it's unrighteous and unjust.
当然神不称赞你做的是美事啊。
Then of course the Lord would not praise you.
你一定要做为你做的事情付出代价了。
And you must pay a price for the works that you have done.
坐在主的身上。
And to have done these works on Lord
Jesus. 我们可以想想啊，哪些事是坐在主的身上
？We can think what are the types of things that would be done upon Lord Jesus.
我们请看以弗所书的第一章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter
1. 二十八节。第一章的二十八节。
Chapter 1 verse 28.
对不起，二十三节啊。
23.
二十三节，教会是耶稣的身体，是那充满万有所充满的。
The church is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
教会是主耶稣的身体哦。
The church is the body of Christ.
那我们坐在主耶稣身上，就是坐在教会上面嘛。
And if we do works upon his body, then it's to do works.
所以你在教会里面侍奉的大小圣工，就是坐在主耶稣基督身上。
And so the holy works that you do in church are all done upon the body of Christ.
因为教会是耶稣的身体。
Because the church is the body of Lord Jesus.
所以不要偷懒呐、啊。
So do not slack off and be lazy.
哎呀，教会有圣工就故意的不做，吃饭时间就倒。哎，这个 你的心啊，神知道啊。
That if you don't do any holy work in church and you only come to eat.
当然不是说你吃饭不好，但是你至少也要为这个教会、为神来付出嘛。
It's not to say that you shouldn't eat, but we need to have certain sacrifices for a church.
你在贪小便宜啊，你在投机取巧，神都知道。
Or whenever you're trying to take advantage of certain things,
我们不要做这种人了。你在社会这样做，其实在公司也是不太好啊。
If you take advantage in at work, it is also not good.
要实实在在的。
We need to be honest people.
我们坐在教会里面的服事，就是坐在主耶稣基督身上。
And so the service that we do in church is done on the body of Lord Jesus.
我们再来看这个马太福音的25章。
Let's look at Matthew 25.
马太福音25章。
Matthew 25.
25章，我们来看40节。
Matthew 25, verse 40.
40节。
Verse 40.
40节，王要回答说：“我实实在在告诉你们，这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄中的一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。”
Verse 40, Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me.
45节也是这样讲哦。
And verse 45 says the same.
坐在小子身上，就等于坐在主耶稣身上喽。
To have done this to the least is to have done it to Lord Jesus.
也就是说，坐在弟兄姐妹身上，就是坐在主的身上嘛。
And so when we are doing works to our brothers and sisters, this is doing it to Lord Jesus.
如果你一天到晚的批评信徒、攻击信徒、伤害信徒，你看看你在做什么事啊
？If you are always criticizing or hurting brothers and sisters, then what are you doing?
你等于攻击那个肉眼见不到的神哦。
It means that you are attacking the God whom you cannot see.
哎，所以这个要很注意哎。
So you must be careful.
坐在小子身上，就是坐在主耶稣身上哦。
To do this to the least of these is to do it to Lord Jesus.
所以不要看这个眼前的人啊，我们随便讲话，随便伤害，这样不好。
We should not hurt the people in front of us, whom we can see.
一定要实实在在啊。
We need to be truthful and honest.
我们受洗归入主的名下。
That we have been baptized and
我们都是主耶稣的肢体哦，
and we are all part of the body of Christ.
都是教会的肢体哦。
We are all members of the same body.
神都重看我们每一个人的灵魂得救哦。
And God would want all of us to be saved.
所以你不要站在一个位置上面了，你就欺负人家，这样不行哦。
So we should not be attacking others.
你要知道啊，他也是神的儿女哎。
Because these other people are also the children of God.
我们有什么事情啊，沟通。
If we have any problems, we should communicate.
甚至凭爱心来代祷。
Or pray for each other with love.
神自然会教他。
Then God will naturally help them.
如果沟不了的时候，当然是代祷嘛。
And if we cannot communicate, then we can pray for one
another. 要知道，坐在小子身上就是坐在主的身上。
Because whenever it is done to the least of these, it is done to Lord Jesus.
你不能用那个外面的身份或者一些物质的条件来衡量人的贵贱啊！你不能这样做。
We cannot use the views of the world to judge other people.
这个一定要弄清楚。
And we have to be clear.
不然你在做恶事，你都搞不清楚。
Otherwise, we would not be aware that we are doing evil works.
最近有一个见证啊。
Recently, there was a testimony.
小弟刚好被派到一个教会啊，已经成立教会快30年，但是从来没有过早祷会。
I've been sent to a church to pastor, and they have been established for 30 years, but they have never had a morning prayer.
这个教会在都市。
And this church is set in
the city. 大家都天天上班，有的做老板。
Everyone has to work and every day, and so some people are also CEOs.
有的人说是没有时间祷告。
And so some people say they don't have time to pray.
如果有一天你生病了，你看看你还能再做你的工作计划吗？不能。
But if you are sick, then can you still continue to work?
所以透过道理的勉励。
And so through the encouragement of teaching.
在访问的时候也告诉了他们。
During visitations, we're also telling them.
所以我们执会就通过，开始要成立早祷会。
And so the church council has also passed that we should start having morning prayers.
这个祷告从6:30到7:10。
And this would be from 6:30 to 7:10 a.m.
祷告完了。
And after the prayer,
就去吃早餐，在上班或者去送孩子上学。
Everyone can go to eat breakfast or send their kids to school.
其实这个都可以做，只是你要不要而已啊。
This can all be done, but it depends on whether or not you want it to be done. And prayer is also to be done on the Lord Jesus to help us grow in our spirituality. Why does it matter how much more you sleep? If you sleep more, would it truly make you healthy? Will you truly possess this world? It all depends on your perspective. Because if you don't have this habit, then you have become numb.
我们讲实在话,
and this is true. And so after the church council has passed this,
那从下个礼拜一开始,
that starting from Monday,
没想到愿意参加早祷会的二三十个人以上,
there are at least 20 to 30 people who had wanted to attend morning's prayer.
哇, 感谢主啊,
and so thank God.
结果有一个姐妹, 她是在医院上班,
a sister who worked in the hospital.
她是药剂师,
and she is a pharmacist.
结果她的同事有一个护士啊, 她是忧郁症, 后来就变成鬼来扰身。
Her co-worker was a nurse and had depression, and then later on was demon-possessed.
她一发作就不能上班。
And when she had attacks, then she couldn't go to work.
她人是不错, 但是就偏偏碰到这种事。
She was a pretty good person, but this happened to her.
我们这个姐妹在教会很安静啊。
And this sister is very quiet in church.
我很少看到她跟人家这边呀呀呀呀，那边讲讲讲讲讲那种叽里呱啦型的，不是， 她不是这种的。
And she's not the type to gossip or to speak loudly to others.
她是很安静的那种。
She's very quiet.
她听到道理感动啊。
And she was moved by
teachings.
So she also came to attend morning prayer.
有心参加,
when she had the heart to attend, then God would want to use this type
她就跟她的同事这样说,
of person. And so she went to her co-worker and said,
哎, 你想得平安吗?
Do you want to receive peace?
我介绍你去一个地方。
I'll take you to somewhere.
这个同事就说，那我要给你多少钱？
And so the co-worker said, how much money
should I pay you? 因为他到处找法师、找医生什么，花很多钱还是医不了他的病嘛。
Because she spent a lot of money going to different types of professionals and she couldn't find any help.
但是这个姐妹告诉他，不用，你只要带诚实的心灵来就好。
But the sister said, no, you don't have to pay me anything, just bring a humble heart.
这个同事就讲，哎，哪有这么好的事情啊？
And so the co-worker thought, how is there anything so good?
所以他就带他一起来参加早祷会。 6点半到7点10分
And so the sister had brought her co-worker to church and to go to morning prayer
6:30 to 7:10
And she came for two
到了第三个早上, mornings.
By the third morning, I happened to be at the church.
所以祷告完以后,
and so after the prayer had ended, she still wanted to keep praying.
所以有一个执事跑来跟我讲,
and so a deacon had come to tell me.
我们就几个, 大家走了，我们就几个在会堂祷告。
And so after most people had left, we had stayed in the chapel to pray together.
祷告中要起来按手的时候，我发现，哎，真的是有鬼在工作啊。
And during after I prayed and when I was going to lay hands on her,
所以就奉耶稣的名赶鬼。
I realized that she was demon possessed, so I cast out demons in the name of Lord Jesus, and then the demon left.
她就很安静跪着祷告。
And then she became very quiet to pray.
再来按手。
And then I went to lay my hands. And then she received the precious Holy Spirit. And she was very joyful. And from then on, she had lived a very peaceful life. And when she go to work, it was normal. And she had come to service diligently. Until she received baptism. And then we asked the sister,
你当初怎么会找他来啊?
Why was it that you went to ask your co-worker to
come? 人的身上就等于坐在主耶稣身上嘛。
And then she said that it is written in the Bible that when you are doing things unto others, it is doing it to the Lord.
所以她有心立志做美事，神就安排这个机会给她遇着了嘛。
She was determined to do a good work for God, and so God also.
为什么我们都没有？其实你心里压根就是没有想要做美事嘛。
If we don't think that good works are happening to us for us to do, it's
你只要自己好就好了，我饭够吃，钱够用，我住好的地方，这样就好了。
If we only consider about ourselves and we think that if we are doing
well, then it's fine. 你的内心真的有要为主做美事吗？
Does this mean, does your heart truly want to do good
你有立志要为主做事吗？
Have you determined to do good works for
我们自己可以想一想。
We can think about this.
就不用人在那边讲。
We don't need people to say.
从你的动作行为就可以知道你是不是真的立志坐在主耶稣身上。
From your actions, we can see whether or not you are being determined to do works unto Lord Jesus.
从你的讲话态度，很容易就知道你是哪一种啊。
And from your words and from your attitude, we can tell what type of person you are.
神看人也是看得很清楚。
And God sees men very
clearly. 他不是看你的外表有多少物质条件，让那个乞丐有心的怎么办？
And God doesn't care about the outer appearance or your status.
那落后民族国家的人经济不好的怎么办？
Because those who are poor or those who have flaws.
神不是看这个。
God doesn't care about
是看你的内心。
God cares about
有没有立志坐在主耶稣基督身上？
Whether or not you are determined to do works on Lord Jesus.
这个姐妹她就一个信念。
And this sister had one mind.
坐在主耶稣身上。
She wanted to do something on.
她从看得到的人开始。
Lord Jesus, starting from people
主耶稣与她同工。
And so God had
decided. 她才能够遇到这么美好的神迹见证。
And so that she could have this good testimony.
我们再来看为什么神称这妇人玛利亚。做的是一件美事。
And let's continue to see why was it that Mary had done a good work.
我们再来看马可福音十四章的第八节。
Let's look at Mark 14 verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
他所做的是尽他所能的为我安葬的事，事先把香膏浇在我身上。
She has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body for burial.
这里说啊，妇人玛利亚做的是尽她的能力做的哦。
Here says that the woman Mary had done what she could.
你自己有多少能力，你拥有多少的实力，你知道，神也知道。
You know how much you are capable of doing, and God also knows.
你明明有时间可以做圣工，你说你没有。
If you have time to do holy work, but you say that you
don't. 你明明可以做奉献，你有能力，你说你没有。
If you are able to offer, but you do not.
你总是对神那么小气。
And you are always being very
其实神都知道嘞。
Picky with God.
你到底在玩什么？神也知道哎。
And God knows about your thoughts.
主耶稣在这里称赞。
Lord Jesus here praises.
这个妇人玛利亚，她是尽她的能力所做的。
And said that she has done with what she could.
结果没想到，就为主耶稣事先做好安葬的事啊。
And she has also come beforehand to anoint Lord Jesus' burial.
我们来看那个哥林多后书第八章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多后书第八章。
2 Corinthians chapter 8.
第八章的十二节。
Chapter 8 verse 12.
后书八章十二节。
2 Corinthians 8 verse 12.
十二节，因为人若有愿做的心，必蒙悦纳，乃是照他所行的，并不是。照他所没有的。
Verse 12. For if there is first a willing mind, it is accepted according to what one has, not according to what he does not have.
如果我们有愿为主有愿做的心呢、啊、
？If we have the heart and the willing mind.
你也尽你自己的能力去做好啊。
And we are doing it to the most of
our abilities. 主耶稣就让我们做到哎。
Then God will allow us to be done.
在你的能力范围内，你尽你的心力，神知道。
And if you are full of a willing mind, then God knows.
小弟做传道虽然只有二十多年了。
I've been a pastor for preacher for about 20 some years.
跑了很多地方和教会。
I've visited many places and churches.
我见到有一批信徒啊，真的很可爱。
I've encountered a group of believers who are very loving.
他们把他们的休假会看那个传道的时间，在这里他们就会。排好，然后那个时间跟传道去访问或者去做圣工。
They arrange their vacation days so that whenever a preacher is visiting or having certain events, and they would follow the preacher.
他的另外一半也支持他的先生这样做。
And the spouse also supports her husband doing this.
这个是一种愿做的心嘛。
And this is a willing mind.
当你可以休息休假的时间，你拿去哪里用啊？在家里看电视啦，去玩啦。
Because
你只有这样而已嘛。
Many times when you have your days off, you probably just relax at home.
往往那种有心要做的哈，跟着去做，都会看到很多神迹奇事啊。
But if you have a willing mind, perhaps signs and miracles will also follow.
真的是这样哎。
And this is true.
有几个公子啊，当警察或老师的，他们也会注意哦。那个时间哎，我可以休息，来教会忙。
There are some people who are police officers or teachers, and when they
我们休息都做什么？
Then they would follow.
你自己问看看你自己。
If you look
休息做什么
？What do we do?
睡一天的觉。
Perhaps we
不然就到哪里去玩
？Or go somewhere to play.
那你睡完一天的觉，到哪里去玩？你回来得到什么
？But when you have suffered all the whole day, or you have gone someplace
这个神会纪念吗
？What do you come back with, and will God remember this?
你如果常常这样，你就习惯。
And if you often do this, then you would become used to it.
所以有时候我会看到信徒，他很有心要做，
And so sometimes I see some believers
who
are very willing, and the holy workers are also very moved.
这些人愿意成长,
that these people are willing to grow.
这些人愿意为神的教会来服侍,
these people are willing to serve for the church of God.
虽然很忙,
even though they are very busy, but they are willing to give up what time they have for Lord Jesus.
做一些圣工，大家一起来。 信望教会啊,
and so during this time, then we would think of holy works to do.
不是在一起抵烂，抵到后来没有信徒来聚会了。
It's not to force the members so that in the end no one wants to come to
church. 这个是教会的发展吗？
Is this how a church should grow?
这是教会好的现象吗？
Is this a good sign of church?
如果你是一个真的为主神的教会关心的人，你难道心里不会有所感触吗？
If you truly care for the church of God, would your heart not be moved?
会紧张哎,
you would feel nervous.
会觉得哇, 神的国怎么越来越难当了?
You might think, why is it that the kingdom of God
那我在这个里面我应该做什么?
Lonelier, what else should I do?
其实我们每个人应该有愿为主愿做的心。
Every one of us should have a willing mind.
我每个人的力量有限。
Every one of us is limited.
但是我们愿做的时候，神的灵就会在里面了。
In our abilities, but the work of God should be with us.
他兴起一样有这种心智的人出来。
And if everyone is willing, then the church can also prosper.
教会就会活络起来。
And the church can become more alive.
教会就会发展了。
And can grow.
因为这是美事。
Because this is a good work.
你尽本分能力要去做，这是美事。
And if you try your best to fulfill your duties, then this is a good work.
有一次在祷告的时候。
One time during prayer.
突然看到有一个姐妹啊，祷告非常的感动。
There's a sister who was very moved in her prayer.
所以特别也按手求主耶稣帮助。
And so especially laid my hands on her and asked
God to help her. 其实在聚会听道理的时候，就看到她很认真在听了。
Starting from during the sermon, she was very focused.
她一面听啊，一面流眼泪啊。
And as she was listening, she was crying.
然后唱诗的时候也在流眼泪。And
then even during hymn singing, she was still crying.
祷告的时候，她就按捺不住啊，重生来的感动啊，她就顺着那个感动去祷告神了。
During the prayer, she was very moved by the Spirit.
所以从台上看得很清楚。And
this was very clear just from the pulpit.
那聚会完，我们在台湾都会起立敬礼问安，然后大家就分开嘛。
At the end of the services in Taiwan, then everyone would rise up and then say farewell to each other.
4个礼拜前到伯恩呢，我在等起立敬礼，结果没有，大家就自己走自己的， 有点不习惯了。
4 weeks ago, I was at Bowen Park Church, and I was used to having to stand up and then
greet everyone. 圣何西结束跑来这里，也习惯了哈，结束就是。
So it still didn't happen at St. Jose Church, and it also did not happen
last
weekend. Of course, every church is a little bit different in these customs.
那可是当起立敬礼完，我就故意往那个姐妹那个方向，故意走到那个祷告很感动的那个人的旁边呢。
But with this sister, at the end of service, after everyone had greeted each other and said farewell, then I moved towards the sister.
所以讲道不是在上面只光讲就好了，其实台下的一言一行啊。
So during the sermon, it's not that you're just speaking to nothing and no one.
比如说我们讲到这部分道理，那个人的眼光跟你应该要对上了，结果他闪了一下，去访问你，从那边开始谈了，一定有东西的。For
example, if during a sermon you speak about a certain passage and then you look at someone and then they try to dart away.
所以讲道理不是就讲道就好了。Then
you can tell that if you visit their home, there'll be something. So when you are speaking a sermon, it's not just saying nothing.
他突然说天长大，你能留步一下吗？
And so I just walked next to the sister, and so the sister said, "Oh, can you stay behind?"
她是个60几岁的一个老姐妹。
And this was an elder sister who was 60-some years old.
其实我是故意往那边走啊。I
actually purposely walked close to her.
我就在等她讲话。I
was waiting for her to speak.
我说好啊，有什么事吗？
And so I said, "Sure. What do you want to talk about?"
传道，感谢主啦，刚才今天特别感动。So
she said, "Thank God, I was very moved today."
当然，你如果聚会都一直在打瞌睡，怎么感动啊？没办法感动。Of
course, if you often doze off during sermons, then it's hard for you to be moved.
结果他就跟我说：“传道，我想奉献一点点钱。”And
then so she said, "Preacher, I want to offer a little."
我心里想奉献一点点，大概几千块而已嘛。So
I thought, okay, if you want to offer a little, okay, perhaps maybe a couple hundred.
但是我们传道不摸钱了。But
the preachers do not go near the money.
摸钱摸久了，或许会跟那个出卖耶稣的犹大差不多。Otherwise,
if we touch the money a lot, perhaps we might turn into Judas.
所以我们不摸钱，说哎，财务在楼下，等一下你经过那边 去奉献啦。
So I just told her that the financial affairs is downstairs, so you can just find them and give them the money.
财务会给奉献收据给你啊。
And then they'll give you a receipt.
而且你还可以报税啊。
And then you can also get some tax deductions.
我心里想啊，大概一点点就是几千块而已。
So I thought perhaps it was just a little money.
结果大家都走了。
And then everyone had left.
我到楼下去看到财务还在那里。
And I went downstairs to notice that financial affairs person
was still there. 我就跟他问说，哎，刚刚有一个老姐妹说她要奉献一点点钱呢。
So I had asked him that there was an elder sister who wanted to offer some money.
啊，对啊，一点点啊。
And he said, yeah, just a little.
所以我就不再问了。我准备要上楼到传道房的时候。
So I just didn't ask anymore. I was going to go back.
传道，你不想听一听啊？什么叫一点点呢？
And then he said, do you want to hear how much a little is?
我转过来看那个财务。
So I turned around to look at the financial affairs person.
他传道差3000块，新台币200万。
So he said that is actually 2 million new Taiwan dollars.
这个就一点点了。
So he said, oh, this is just a little.
我这个时候还没有醒过来呢。
I didn't really wake up yet.
我后来到一个地方去负担了。
I was later sent to pastor somewhere else.
来一个80岁的那个老太太。
And there was an
到了也听得很感动。
Older sister who was 86 years old.
穿得很朴素。
Who was very,
在教会里面，他不喜欢针头。
Plainly dressed and did not speak loudly.
他很认真听道理。
She was very focused.
一个老人家很难得话这么少。
And an elderly person, she didn't speak much.
来到教会很安静，很有礼貌。
She was very quiet and very full of good manners.
他也是听道理感动。
She was also moved by the sermon.
结束的时候，他等我，他说传道。
And at the end,
这边有一点点钱呢。
She had told me and said, "Preacher, I have a little money here."
一个支票拿出来。
It was a check that she had.
我也没有注意看，你既然讲一点点的，当然我就不注意看了。
And so also she said it was a little, so I didn't pay attention to the money.
我赶快叫财务过来，这边这个老姐妹要奉献，请你开个收据。
Hurry to told the financial affairs to come to give her a receipt.
那个财务拿到钱以后，他不走呢，他愣在那里呢。
When the financial person saw,
传道传道，你知道他奉献多少吗
？He didn't want to move, and he said, "Preacher, did you know how much she had offered?"
我说我不知道，我没看了。
And I said, "I don't know, I wasn't looking."
差几万块就是1000万。
It was very close to 10 million new Taiwan
dollars. 一个不起眼的老姐妹啊。
This was an elder sister.
后来我拿那一张支票又回过来跟她说，你那个买棺材的钱是不是也都放在里面了？
And so I had asked this elder sister, did you also offer including the money that would be prepared for your coffin?
她说感谢主了，主耶稣给我的很多了。
She said, thank God, Lord Jesus has given me much.
我这个哈，他给我的，我再还给主耶稣将来呀。
And Lord Jesus has given me much, so I am just repaying what He has given me.
哇，感谢主！所以我以后对那个突然会跑来找我们传道奉献一点点，我都很注意了。
And so thank God. So and so later on, when there are people who come up to me and say they want to offer,
他在教会没有什么很明显的什么做法，没有。
Because at church it might not seem.
但是他有心，尽他的能力要做为主耶稣做事啊。
But she was determined and she wanted to do a good work for the Lord.
如果教会多几个这种人。
If the church has more people like
this, 教会圣工要发展也容易嘛。
It is very easy for the.
但是我们常常都是出很多嘴巴，那个话太多啊，搞得教会四分五裂，不没有同心嘛。
Many times people will use their words or their actions so that it seems.
你从神那里得到的恩典，你的能力就是乱讲话吗？不是啊。
If you are just capable of a little abilities, then it does this mean that
you can speak loudly? 你的能力是乱做事吗？也不是啊。
Does it mean that you can do whatever you want?
哇，感谢主哎。
But thank God.
所以以后如果有信徒特别来找我传道，我要奉献一点点，我一定好好的看着他，陪他把事情做完了。
And so if believers that come up to me and say, "Preacher, I want to offer a little," then I'll make sure to help them
follow
through. Thank God.
所以我们看到这三件仆人玛利亚做的事啊。
We can see that just from these three characteristics.
存心为主做美事。
Of the of Mary doing good work, that she was determined.
她做的事是坐在主耶稣基督身上。
She had done this good work on Lord Jesus.
再来，她是尽她自己的能力去做的事。
And she has done what she was able to do.
所以耶稣才会说她做的是一件美事嘛。
And this is why Lord Jesus said that she has done a good work.
恳求耶稣基督带领。
And may Lord Jesus continue to guide
us. 让我们能够在他的里面常常做美事。
So that we can also offer do works on.
唱诗225首。
Let's sing hymn 225.
我们唱第一节跟最后一节。
Verse 1 and the last verse.